This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Dear friends, have you thought about the Garden of Gethsemane and the prayer that Jesus prayed there? Because Jesus prayed, we were saved. The Garden of Gethsemane is perhaps the most famous gardens in history. We have heard of the Garden of Eden and the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. But Gethsemane is perhaps the most famous, because without what happened there, we would have all remained lost in our sin. Let us look at Mark 14:26-31. Please read this in your Bibles. The event that is recorded here happened on the Thursday night that Jesus was betrayed by Judas and abandoned by the disciples. The garden is still in existence, and many people who go to Israel will definitely visit this place. This passage tells us what he went through for you and me. Let us meditate on this passage. Firstly, we see the pressure that Jesus faced for us. We see that in verses 32-34. Jesus was going through the most painful of struggles at this time. He was going to take upon himself the sins of the world, past, present, and future. And the burden was too much for him to bear alone. The Bible tells us he began to be greatly distressed and troubled, and my soul is very sorrowful even to death. Remain here and watch. These are not some light emotional struggles that we go through. This was different. The pressure was too much. Just imagine you had to go through something like this. You are innocent of something, and you are asked to take the blame upon yourself so that the other person may walk free. Not only that, the person you are taking the blame for is your worst enemy. Romans 5:6-8 tells us, "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would even dare to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Jesus was facing the most terrible of choices anyone in this universe was made to choose. He had to give up his fellowship with the Father and take upon himself our sin, our shame, our penalty, which was death. Remember this the next time you are about to sin. What it cost the Lord Jesus to get forgiveness for that sin. The pressure he had to face. The pressure of temptation will be depressurized when we meditate upon the pressure Jesus faced in the Garden of Gethsemane. Secondly, we see the pitiful disciples who could not help Jesus. This scene in the Garden of Gethsemane is a troubling one. Just imagine this from Jesus' perspective. His heart is torn with sorrow. He knows that in a short while Judas is coming to betray him. He knew that the disciples who were with him for 3.5 years would run away. Peter would deny him. And far more than that, he would have to endure humiliation at the hands of the Jews and the Romans. He would be physically assaulted, emotionally taunted, and then be hung on the cross, even though he was completely innocent and holy. And he had asked his disciples to do one task, to watch and pray. But they could not even do that, because they were troubled in their hearts over what Jesus had told them. In fact, Luke tells us in 22:44, that they were asleep because of sorrow. Jesus wanted their prayerful support. He knew that they could not do anything about what he had to face, but they could have prayed. They could not because of sorrow. What hinders your prayer? Jesus chose to pray even at the most excruciating time of his life. How about you? Jesus chose to pray and then told his disciples to watch and pray. Dear friends, don't be tempted not to pray. Because Jesus died and rose again, we have a Savior who has conquered sin and death. We can go to him in prayer. And unlike the disciples, we need not be overcome with sorrow, because Jesus has overcome these things. Lastly, the prayer that Jesus prayed for our sakes. What can we say about what Jesus prayed? It should move us to tears of joy and sorrow. Jesus, the one who created the entire universe, had fallen on his face to the ground with sorrow that we can never understand, so burdened by it that the other Gospels tell us that he was sweating blood. That is the intensity of Jesus' struggle. In the midst of this, he prays to the Father, calling Abba, Abba, like a small child calling Papa. He is crying in pain and asks one thing, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. That one prayer that Jesus prayed reveals how terrible the weight of all our sin was on Jesus. And who was Jesus dying for? For good people? For those who were always loving, always obedient? No. We were sinners born in sin, loving sin, and left to ourselves, we would never want to follow God. But for us, he cried out that day. He knew the answer even before he prayed, but he prayed so that we would know that he was facing this too as a man. He was to be tempted at all points, and yet he was without sin. Jesus knew the answer to that prayer. The Father would want Jesus to go to the cross and die in our place like a sinner who was condemned and pay the price for our sin. And because God chose to let his will happen that day, today we can call God Abba Father. Otherwise, we would still be his enemies. Dear friend, what is your relationship with Jesus today? Remember, 2,000 years ago, Jesus came into this world, born as a baby, grew up living a sinless life that you and I could never live, and willingly went to the cross. That Thursday night in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed and knew that the Father would still choose to send him to the cross, and he went for your sake and mine. As we meditate upon this, may God give you the grace to respond to the Lord Jesus rightly and surrender your life to him. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.